If you have your Bible, take it and turn to John chapter 15. John chapter 15, verse number 4. He said, "Abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine. No more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered. And men gather them, cast them into fire, and they're burned. If you abide in me, and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you." I want to look at this tonight, and if you'll help me just a little bit, pray real hard on this thought, to abide. To abide. Now, what does it mean to abide? Now, it's abide is a verb. It's a word that expresses an action. It expresses an occurrence. And it expresses a state of being. That's what it is. That's what abide means. That's what abide is. So abide in the, he said that we have to abide in the vine. He said, "You abide in me and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself except that abide in the vine. No more can ye except you abide in me." And now we know that Jesus Christ, he is the vine. And the Bible says not only is the vine, verse number 1, he said he is the true vine. So he's not a counterfeit. He's not a replica of a vine. Amen. He's not grafted into a vine. But he says that he is that true vine. Now the true vine is where you can get true help. Amen. It's truly rooted, praise God, to where it'll grow in the nurture and admission, praise God, the Holy God into something magnificent, praise God. That's what it is. And he says that to abide in him is that action that we have to have. Amen. The branch is nourished by the vine. Amen. That's what he says in verse number 5. He said, "I'm the vine and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit." He said, because we are nurtured by the vine. We are those branches, praise God. And without the vine, we can do nothing. That's what he would go on and tell us in verse number 5, that without the vine, the branches are for naught. Amen. We won't amount to nothing without Christ. And I'm afraid, folks, tonight, God bless your sweetheart, we get out there and on Sunday morning we get full, and then on Monday morning, praise God, we're just running on empty. Amen? Because we're not being filled by the vine. We're not abiding in Him in every aspect of our way. We got to abide in Him on Sunday morning. We got to abide in Him on Sunday evening. We got to abide in Him all through the week. We got to trust in Him. Praise God. In everything we endeavor to do, we got to put Him in, realizing that He is that true vine. And it's through Him that we are nurtured. It's through Him that we have our substance. It's through Him that we literally have our life. Amen? Without Him, we can do nothing. We're not nothing. We'd have no power within ourselves. We can't overcome the obstacles that we'll face. And we'll face many obstacles in the world in which we live. We'll face them day by day and hour by hour. We'll face them minute by minute. Amen? Today, the day that we live in the late hour that we're living, it seems like obstacles is coming at us faster than we can get. We don't even get past one to another and it's coming at us. Amen? It's just like they're torpedoing us all the time. But I'm glad that there's a God of heaven, praise God, that gives us our substance. He gives us our life, and our life is in Christ Jesus. And we can, through Him, just keep looking up, keep our heads up, just keep praising God as we go. Amen. Because He has that power. He has that a place that we can abide. It applies an action. It applies that we can comply and that we can obey Him. Amen. We'd have a whole lot easier time in at church tonight if we'd just get in, praise God, just settle in, that we're just going to do what God says. Amen. We're not going to try to change God, but we're going to allow God to change us. See, that's what he's talking about when he's talking about abiding in the vine and a true vine. Because the true vine knows exactly what the branches need. Amen. If we're going to be productive for the Lord, We're going to have to be rooted in the vine, in that true vine. In other words, it's going to have to have it's going to have to rule our lives. It's going to have to be supremacy in our life. It's going to have to be that helps us to make the decisions that we make. Amen? It's going to have to, the decision we make and the recommendations that God gives us. Amen? God gives us recommendations on how to live. Now, sometimes it's just by a plain out commandment. But a lot of times the Word gives us recommendations that'll help us to live a healthier life. And a healthier life is a more productive life. Amen? So God begins to help us to do that. He said, and you can do it as long as you remain, praise God. You abide in the vine. That word abide, it means to remain. It means to stay in the vine. It means to dwell there. You know, your place of abode. That's where we hang out the most of the time. It's so easy in this world with everything coming at us, all them torpedoes, all those missiles from the devil and every old lost sinner out there that's always coming at us and always being an adversary against us. It's hard not to dwell close to the Lord. It's hard not to stay where we need to be. Amen? But we have to stay close to the Lord. Have to stay rooted in the vine. Amen. So what are we seeing is it's that permanent relationship with Jesus Christ. It's not just a relationship on Sunday morning. Hello? Amen? Come on now. Stay with me. It's not just a relationship on Sunday morning or maybe Sunday night. And hey, if we're real lucky, maybe on Wednesday night. It's a relationship that we have with Him every day and every minute of the day. Amen. That's abiding in the vine. That's what He's talking about. Amen. He said that we're to be abiding in that vine. We're supposed to be. It's an action. It's something that we have to do. It's an occurrence, praise God. It's that staying close to the Lord. If there's ever been a time, listen to me, church. If there's ever been a time that we need to be close to the Lord, it's the day and hour that we live in right now. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. Our president is in China this evening. Amen. He's over in China this evening. God help us. Anything could happen in the next 2 days. It could change the whole atmosphere in the world. Amen. In just a moment in time. But God Almighty knows what we need. He said we, as His people, need to abide by Him. We need to abide in the vine. We need to be rooted and grounded in Christ Jesus as our Savior. We need to be looking to Him, praise God, to make the decisions for us, to help us to do what's right, to be alive in the darkness. Amen. You say, well, what are you talking about? I'm talking about He said, if a man abide not in me, listen to verse 6, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them in the fire and they are burned. She said, are you talking about being saved and lost again? No, he's talking about losing our fruitfulness. Amen? It's kind of like a plant that you go through. Anybody ever raised tobacco? Amen? You remember when it gets up to a certain place, you got to go through there and you got to sucker it. Amen? And you got to top it. What you do that, you cut off those parts that's not productive, that's not going to help that plant to produce the best that it can. And you go through, that's what he's talking about here. He said, hey, listen, hey, God, the Lord, glory, hallelujah. He wants us to be as productive as we can be as we're crossing this world, as we're going through the journey of life, just like the nation of Israel, how he put them over in Canaan land and he told them to go in to that glorious land, that land of milk and honey, and be productive. Amen. But what did they do? They did just exactly what we do. They get slothful and they get self-willed and they get caught up in all the glamour and all the wealth and all the goodness and all the goodness of God, and we forgot what we're here for. Amen. But we're here to serve the Lord. You remember when you got saved? Amen. I hope you remember when you got saved. Amen. If you don't, you say, well, preacher, I don't remember the exact day or last Saturday, or you know exactly what day of the week it was. Or, praise God. I'm going to ask you that. I don't remember you. Do you remember when the Holy Ghost dealt your heart, showed you as an old sinner, and convicted your heart, showed you you need to be saved? And you realize that Jesus Christ is the Savior. is that true vine. And you bowed your head and you said, Lord, please forgive me, old sorry, no account rotten sinner. Save me by your marvelous grace. And know that he did. Hallelujah. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Or just take a spell. Remember where God brought you from. Amen. Where you was headed when God cut you off, praise God, and showed you, praise God, where he had liked for you to be. Amen. And said you gave your life to him, praise God, you got in. God didn't just save you to get in. God saved you, praise God, to get in. Amen. He saved us to be productive. If it wasn't for that, God could have saved us, knocked us in the head, just took us on home. Amen. But he doesn't do that. He saves us, praise God. He puts us in the thing. He begins to sanctify, set aside, begin to show us through his precious word of truth what he wants us to do, what he wants us to have, who he wants us to be, how he wants us to be that. And he helps us to be fruitful for him. He said he didn't want us to be fruitful. He said he wanted us to produce much fruit. More fruit. Amen. We ought to be producing fruit. We ought to be fruit producers. But we can do nothing, he said, without him. You say, preacher, why ain't the church more productive today? Because we're trying to do it without Jesus. We're trying to do it without the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're not asking the Lord to help us to be what we ought to. You say, what are you talking about? I'm talking about that close relationship. An uninterrupted relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me just ask you, I was thinking about this morning. Me and Harper was in the study. She come help me today. She's a good helper. Amen. She's needy. Very needy. Amen. But she's a good helper. But she can help me. Damn, I was thinking about this. How many times do we have that uninterrupted relationship and fellowship with Jesus Christ? You think about your day. The common day. You get up and we're thinking about everything in the world, right? Everything that we've got to try to do, everything that we've got to try to accomplish, you got to thinking about the work, you're thinking about the family, you're thinking about after work. Hello? When we're laying it out, we're trying to plan it. So how much time do we actually spend? How much time do you actually spend in uninterrupted fellowship with the Lord? Amen? Uninterrupted fellowship with the Lord. You say, well, preacher, we can't just stop what we're doing and just sit home and just, you know, praise the Lord every day. But no, we can do it while we go. Amen. He ought to be so precious to us. He is that true vine and we're the branches, praise God. And we ought to go down, we ought to go through today, everything that we got to do, everything we're thinking about, every decision we got to make. We ought to be looking to the vine and say, praise God, Lord, I need you to support me in what's going on for you today. Amen. Somebody's going to see my life. And Lord, I want it to shine, praise God, like it's never shone before for your glory. I want them to see Christ in me, that blessed hope of glory. I want them to see Christ in me. I want to see them know that I have a relationship with you. That when I get ready to eat lunch today, I'm not ashamed to bow my head and ask my blessing. Amen. If you're really hungry, you need to pray before you eat. Ask Harper to go. Boy, she can say that thing quick, fast, and hurry. Amen. She gets down to the eating part quick. Amen. Praise God. We ought to be able to take time. We ought to be able to talk to God. We ought to be able to have fellowship with Him. Amen. It's about taking that time to maintain it because He is that true vine, and we are the branches. Amen. We're the branches. And the branch, it sustains, its life is sustained through the vine. Amen? If you sever yourself from the vine, you're not going to have no life. But Christ said He wants us to have life and have it in abundance. He wants us to have full life. He wants us to have all the nutrition from the vine that we can possibly get. And all the nutrition from the vine that He can possibly give. Amen. And we know we need it. Amen. We know we need it every day. So we abide. He said over and over, he said we need to abide in the vine. In other words, it's an action. It's something that we've got to do. Because that's where we draw not only life, but we draw our spiritual life from. Amen. Sometimes we wonder, well, I just don't feel very spiritual. Because you may have life, but you don't have spiritual life. Amen. We need that spiritual life that we get from divine. And the result of that spiritual life, it's obedience to God. It's doing what God says. Amen. Taking upon His word, praise God, that He does know best. And He's there to help us, praise God, in every aspect of living to give us the guidance that we need. So we have that spiritual life. We have that obedience when we begin to follow God. Amen. And that obedient, praise God, it leads to that spiritual fruit that He says we need to be producing. Amen. Telling somebody about Jesus. Amen. Letting them see our lives. See the way we live. Hello? Amen. We have a lot of contention in the world today. Our families and our friends, our acquaintances, it's just like the world is full of contention. It's everywhere that you look. Hey, it's not just in your family, it's in every family. It's in every community, every neighborhood. The devil is trying to destroy, trying to push us and separate us and tear us apart. Amen? And what we have to do, we just have to get rooted and grounded, praise God, abiding in the vine, glory to God, so that goodness comes out, praise God, of the vine. It comes into us, praise God, and we radiate it through the community. Amen. Now you say, well, preacher, you may say, well, I just don't feel like it. Amen. Praise God. If we just start doing it, if we just start abiding in the vine, praise God, that unbroken fellowship with Christ Jesus, praise God, the feeling will come. Amen. I've seen it too many times when we abide in Christ, praise God, with that unbroken fellowship. But He said, I said again, this is a verb, it's an action, it's something that we got to do. And anything that you got to do, you got to put effort into it. Amen. It's easy to be slothful. It's easy to say, well, I don't care attitude. Amen. But it takes something special from down deep inside, praise God, to say, you know what? I want to be the best I can. I want them to see Christ in me. I want to see the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't want them to see me. I want them to see the Lord. Amen. Not only do I want them to see the Lord, I said, I want them to hear the Lord. I said, I want those things that will come out of me, dude, be those things that's pleasing to the ears of my Savior. Amen. Now that's where the rubber meets the road. Amen. You know, they'll say, and I've said it many, many times from here, sometimes it's better not to say anything. Amen. If you can't say something good. Amen. Or in other words, if you can't say something good, just be quiet. Sometimes it's just good to be quiet and not say nothing. Sometimes it's good just slow down a minute and wait on the Lord. Amen? Hello? How many times have you, in the flesh, just blurted out something, and before it cleared your mouth, you said, oh my goodness, I wish I hadn't said that. Come on now. Amen, every one of us. That's right. We have, but it's like that rock that's thrown pretty good. Hey, that glass is broke. Once it leaves your hand, that glass broke, and you can't stop it. It's going to do the damage it does. That's why we got to be. But that's why one day I got on my face. I said, God, please help me take away my temper where I don't say anything in malice. God, help me get that alarm beacon go off in. Boy, it does. Now when I get getting aggravated and frustrated, that alarm beacon goes on. The Holy Spirit said, "Hey, wait a minute. Here I am. Remember, you asked for this." Beep, 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 bong, 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 bang, bang, bang. Here it is. Time out. Amen. Glory to God. I'm glad it's that way. Praise the Lord. I don't want to do anything that's hurtful. Basically, I don't want to hurt my family. I don't want anything to hurt my church. I don't want anything to hurt my community. I want to do all things that bring glory to God. So what happens is we start seeing that spiritual life, we call it, and it leads to spiritual obedience, which leads to that spiritual fruit that God has for us to bear. That's why Jesus is so adamant about this. He said, what do we do? He said, we abide in Christ. Amen. In other words, that we abide in Him, that occurrence, that state of being, who we are, and what we do. Amen. Let me just say this, it's not just an experience. Amen. We can have all kinds of experiences. You know, you can have experiences that's really exciting. You can have experiences that's really stirring. And I thought about this today as I was looking through this. And I'd read through it back in the week. I've been reading through the book of John all week, parts last week. And I just kept coming back to this. I said, Lord, the vine and the branches have been preached on so many times. He said, yeah, but I don't think people's really getting it. And I said, well, you know what, Lord? I hadn't really got it. But thank you, Lord, for running it through here one more time, praise God. Help me to corral it, the word to be part of my life. Amen. Help get put it around me, Lord, so I can focus on it. So that I can trust in the vine, knowing, praise God, that you know more about what I need and who I am than I do. So he begins to manifest himself to us. We begin to see him working like he's never worked before. And we begin to be part of that work. And God begins to get the blessing because we're abiding in him. It's not just an experience that we experience. Because we have all kinds of experiences. You know, we have experience. And boy, God, the Holy Ghost moved through here. We'll shout. We'll praise God. We'll give him glory. But it goes way beyond that experience. And that, I ain't saying that. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. We don't ever want to grieve the Holy Ghost or we grieve him away. We want to experience as much of him as we can. Amen. But Jesus said, hey, look, as much as the experience is great and wonderful, it's more than an experience. Amen. He said it's that continuous a state of being in Christ Jesus every day, all day, every day. Amen. That's something that has to be worked for, has to be worked at, to stay focused. Amen. Praise God. To abide. Praise the Lord. Now, it's not something that's passive. Amen. To abide in Christ isn't a passive thing. It's something we've got to really work at. You know, something that we just without an active presence, without an active response. It's say that's not the way it works. Praise God. It's real, praise God. It's active, it's aggressive. Amen. Praise God. It's assertive. We put energy into it. We ask God to help us, praise the Lord. Amen. How much energy do you put in to be in that branch in the vine? That branch in the vine, praise God, that little part of something that's really big. But how much time, how much effort, how much focus do we put on abiding in the vine? I said before, it's a verb. It's action. Amen. It's something that we do. It's something that we focus on. It's an occurrence. It's that state of who we are. Not just on occasion. You know, when it's convenient. Like on Sunday morning. Like the old feller said, yeah, I said, you go, he said, tomorrow, you know, you go to church fellowship tomorrow down there at the workplace, so you're going to see a different person. I said, goodness great, I'd be ashamed to say that. Amen. He was pretending to be a churchgoer, pretending to be a saved person. That's kind of what the Lord was talking about here. He said, whenever those that don't abide in him, he said, they're not productive, they're not producing fruit. He said, they wither away. Have you ever noticed when the withering takes place? The withering takes place is when you get away from the Lord. When you withdraw from the vine. Where that living nurturement, right, is not coming forth to where you are. And you start withering. Amen. To the point that it won't be long till you won't be productive at all. I mean, we won't be able to tell the people at the church from the people down at the workplace. Amen. You say, well, they shouldn't be no different. They shouldn't be if you're all born-again believers. But wouldn't that be nice to everywhere you go just have a whole group of born-again believers, everybody on the same page, doing the same thing, seeking God, praying, abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. But we don't do that. We tend to not abide in him. Praise God. We become so passive that we think, well, you know, it's going to be okay. We don't have to be very responsive. You know, we don't want to hurt nobody's feelings. I told somebody the other day, I'd rather hurt somebody's feelings than see them die and go to hell. Amen. I'd rather tell them the truth, praise God, than have them to believe a lie and be damned. Amen. I'd rather see it that way. I'd rather put a little bit into it. But he said, if you abide in me, verse number 7 of my words, abide in you. See, that's the only way it works. When we abide in the Lord Jesus Christ, in Christ, and His Word abides in us, in other words, we accept it. We get rid of all the preacher, God, amen? And we just abide in the Lord Jesus Christ. We abide in His Word. We take Him at His Word, amen? You can take God at His Word. You can believe what He says. Besides that, you have to. If not, the Bible says if you don't believe what it says, then you are an unbeliever. Amen? Why don't we classify it as an unbeliever? Because I believe what God says. He said, if you abide in me, my words abide in you. Now listen to what he says here. He said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Amen? He said, if we abide in him, and His Word abides in us. In other words, it's action, it's real, it's occurring, it's a taking up its being, it's a state of our being, who we are. He said, then we can communicate with Him because that communication's not broken. Amen? Hello? We don't ever want our communication with God to be broken. You don't ever know when you might need Him in a hurry. Amen? It's like Miss G said so many times, praise God, you never know when you'll get that call. You might get that call and say, hey, listen, such and such, we need you to pray. I don't want to have to find my way to God and get right with Him so I can talk to Him on behalf of somebody else. Amen? I want to stay in that right relationship. I want to abide in the vine, praise God, with that manna from heaven, Lord God, flowing in me, that spiritual goodness of God, so that I can talk to Him, praise God, and get through. Amen. He said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. You ever want your prayers to be answered? You ever want God to hear your pleas? He said, then you've got to be abiding in the line, in the divine. We've got to be abiding in the Lord Jesus Christ. We've got to stay close to Him, closer than we've ever been. Amen. And I don't know about you, but as you get older, you need more of the Lord than you do when you're younger. Seems like. Amen? Yeah, maybe we all need Him the same amount, but as you get older, you begin to realize that you need Him more. Amen? Reality starts to set in on you. And you begin to realize, praise God, just like He says, He said, for without me, you can do nothing. Amen? And you come to yourself one day and say, Lord, if you don't help me, I ain't going to be able to get in bed this morning. Amen. I ain't going to be able to do what I need to do today, Lord, if you don't help me. You know what He does? He helps you. He helps you get up, helps you get going, praise God. Gives you that encouragement, gives you the nourishment, gives you that spiritual life inside you, praise God, to go just a little bit further. To just lift up your voice and praise Him and give Him glory for what He's done, what He's doing. Because you're abiding in Him, and He's abiding in you. Praise God. It's that ability that we have to make the decisions that's pleasing to a thrice holy God. Amen. The ability we have to get the things from God that we desire because we ask Him. He said, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be. He didn't say could, might, or would, but might be. He said, you can ask what you will, and He said, it shall be done unto you. But He said the stipulation is that we are abiding in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's not a passing thing, a fleeting thing. He said it's a continuous thing. That when we're abiding in Him, and Him in us. Amen. Him in us. Us in Him. He said, we can have the things. He'll give us the things that we need. He knows what we need. And Him being divine, He's supplying the needs of the branches so that we can be productive. Amen? Listen, in closing tonight, don't let the devil tell you, praise God, that you can't do something glorious for the cause of Christ. Because you can. You can be just as productive as you want to be. Amen? You know, well, preacher, I'm just backward. I'm not bold enough to just step out, you know, and do what I need to do for Christ. Praise God. Hey, listen, you're not, but He is. And when you're abiding in Him, you're not stepping out by yourself. You're stepping out with Him. Remember the example I give Sunday morning? You're walking with Him. All these things are coming, but He's there with you. Cast that robe of righteousness about you. Praise God to keep the fiends of hell and the devils and the demons and everything else off of you. And He walks with you. Praise God. To walk through life. There to help you. Praise God. Because He's abiding with you. Because you're abiding with Him. Amen. It's a combination thing. It's kind of like a husband and a wife. Two become one. Amen? And so that's what Jesus is telling us here. He said that you have to become one with Him. Because He wants to become one with us. Amen. So I don't know why anybody wouldn't want to let Him. I'd rather have Him on my side than anybody I know. Amen. I've known a lot of good people in this world, but praise God, I'd a whole lot rather have Jesus than any of them. Not that I've got anything against them. I say they're some great people. But boy, I tell you what, I want to be on Jesus' side, and I want Him to be on my side. And He said He's abiding with us. He said He just needs us to abide with Him. He said we've got to have that desire to walk closer to God, to have that relationship with Him, that uninterrupted fellowship that He wants to have with us. Amen. Gives you something to think about, don't it? When you start your day, when you're going your way, when you're doing your thing, when you're driving down the road, amen, that uninterrupted fellowship that God, that's what He's talking about, to abide. It's that verb, it's that action, to abide in Christ Jesus, our precious Lord and Savior. He said it makes all the difference in the world when we abide with Him. Amen. He makes the difference. The difference that we can't. He fills in the gaps. I'm glad it's that way. That's just the way He works. That's what He does. And He's promised to always be there with us to help us along the way. Amen. He said if we would just abide in Him, because He's promised to be there with us. Amen.